Rapid fire. Troop support. Antique tractor owners raise funds for OCW. A group of antique tractor owners meandering across Nebraska at 12 miles per hour collected and donated $4,300 for the American Legion's Operation Comfort Warriors, OCW, program in early June. More than 160 farmers participated in at least one segment of the nine-day, 425-mile tractor relay across Nebraska. This was the third year for the event, but its first time as a fundraiser. OCW was selected as the beneficiary. There are a lot of veterans in our association or people with family members in the military, so this seemed like an appropriate donation, said Relay Coordinator Donnell Moormeyer of Cortland, Nebraska. OCW is a very good cause and something that we would like to support because of all that our veterans do for us. The farmers appreciated the fact that 100% of donations to OCW go toward gifts or recreational activities for wounded service members and their family members. It was very important for us to know this money was going to the vets and their families, said Moormeyer, who drove the entire route with U.S. flag displayed on her 1966 International Harvester tractor. Indeed, the fundraising efforts had greater results than the group anticipated. Sometimes you don't think people are interested in veterans, she said. It reaffirmed my faith in the people of Nebraska. They do appreciate what the veterans and the military do for us. Everybody in the towns welcomed us and were happy we were driving for OCW. Throughout the event, American Legion posts and other community organizations welcomed, fed, and cheered the farmers. On the seventh day, Post 203 in McCook sponsored a community cookout in a park to welcome the farmers and solicit OCW donations. Just having a hand in this makes me proud to be able to help our young servicemen and women, said Dan Stramel, commander of Post 203 and a retired Marine. It's an honor to help provide the dollars needed for comfort items for their relaxation. World War II veteran Wendell Argetsinger was one of 10 or so farmers who traveled the entire route. OCW sounds like a wonderful cause, said Argetsinger, 86, of Denison, Iowa. I hope they continue to get some more donations. Moormeyer is optimistic that future tractor rallies will choose OCW. To her, the program is important because of who it helps, as illustrated by a conversation she had midway through the event. The other night in Alma, one gal said, I just have to thank you. My husband is a vet, and you don't know how important this is to us. 60 miles, longest one-day stretch of the tractor relay. 75 years, age of the oldest tractor driven in the relay. 167, number of registered farmers who drove in the tractor relay. $1,000, amount given by an anonymous donor in McCook. $4,300, total raised in donations to OCW. Troop support. Dellinger visits Fort Knox, brings OCW gift. National Commander Dan Dellinger traveled to Fort Knox, Kentucky on April 30th, where he presented a theater-sized industrial popcorn maker and accessories to the Warrior Transition Battalion, WTB, courtesy of the American Legion's Operation Comfort Warriors program. About 330 wounded, injured, or ill troops and their families access the Soldier and Family Assistance Center, SFAC, where the donation will be used. Without funding, we are at the mercy of our donors, says Isadora Ewing, Fort Knox SFAC director. The American Legion has really poured its heart out. Popcorn is one of the snacks we like to offer soldiers, spouses, and their children. The donation is the latest in a series of morale-boosting gifts and recreational equipment OCW has provided to Fort Knox in recent years. Dellinger assured officials that the support will continue. Meanwhile, the Kentucky American Legion is converting the St. George House, the base's former VIP quarters, to a lodge where family members can stay while visiting loved ones assigned to the WTB. There is no Fisher House here, says Peter Turzop, the department's public relations and legislative director. The St. George House was being used primarily for storage and was scheduled for demolition. We've been raising funds, including a $5,500 grant from Home Depot, to provide a place for visiting families to stay at no cost to them. We hope to have it completed this year. Despite the support of the American Legion and other organizations, Brigadier General Peggy Combs, the first female commander at Fort Knox, concedes that defense cuts will take a toll on the military community. You have to pay the piper at the same time We have to optimize the fleet, says Combs, a member of Post 1448 in Oriskany, New York. Some soldier and family programs will be hurt. We have to look at what's essential. In the meantime, just keep helping our veterans, she told Dellinger. We stand on the shoulders of giants. Honor and Remembrance. The Eyes of Freedom. Initially, Marine Corps veteran Mike Strolley had a hard time looking at the life-size portraits honoring 23 men he served alongside in Iraq. Now he escorts the exhibit, called the Eyes of Freedom Memorial, around the country, serving alongside his men again. Ohio-based Lima Company, 3rd Battalion, 25th Marine Regiment, once known as Lucky Lima, lost 22 Marines and a Navy corpsman in 2005 to IEDs and enemy fire. Through a dream, Ohio artist Anita Miller was inspired to paint the fallen men, and the 8 portraits, each 8.5 feet tall and 6 feet wide, were unveiled at the Ohio State House on Memorial Day 2008. It's sad, and it's going to make people angry, says Strolley, the memorial's director. But the main objective is for them to go through all the emotions and come out walking taller and more aware, more proud of what our servicemen and women have done to protect us. In May, the American Legion, Department of Indiana, and Indiana Funeral Care brought the Eyes of Freedom to Greenwood for 3 days. Departments and posts can partner with other community groups to host the memorial, and Legion riders often escort it. The paintings travel in a freight truck provided by R&L Carriers of Wilmington, Ohio. Since 2011, the Eyes of Freedom has visited 15 states. A pair of each fallen warrior's boots sits beneath his image, along with a candle. The burning candles signify that the 22 Marines and the Navy corpsmen live on, Strolley says. Visitors are encouraged to leave notes or mementos in the boots for the men's families. I have the best job ever, he continues. I'm still connected with my men. When veterans from all eras come to the exhibit, they are standing in front of my men, but they are seeing the guys they served with. It's very healing. To ask about hosting the Eyes of Freedom Memorial in your community, visit its website, www.limacompanymemorial.org. Verbatim. To Sergeant Bergdahl, I say, welcome home. Your family has waited for too long to see you, and we are happy that your 5-year nightmare has ended. To the administration, I say, the American Legion has some very serious concerns. National Commander Dan Dellinger, responding to news that the White House swapped 5 high-value terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay for the sole U.S. prisoner of war in Afghanistan. Dellinger called the deal troubling, suggesting it could provide incentives for the kidnapping of Americans and allow the detainees to return to the battlefield. He also urged DOD to review the circumstances surrounding Bergdahl's initial disappearance. Military Affairs. Our Pacific Assets. 330,000 U.S. personnel tasked to the Asia-Pacific Theater. 180 U.S. warships tasked to the Asia-Pacific Theater. 2,000 U.S. aircraft tasked to the Asia-Pacific Theater. Military Affairs, new lease in Djibouti. The United States has signed a 20-year lease on the military base in Djibouti. The tiny country on the Horn of Africa is home to Camp Lemonnier, which has served as a key base in the War on Terror since soon after 9/11. When the Pentagon stood up U.S. operations at the 88-acre base in Djibouti, the commitment consisted of a few hundred Marines and Special Operations Forces. Today, the base spreads across 500 acres and houses some 4,000 U.S. personnel and civilians, the New York Times reports. Washington will pay Djibouti $70 million a year for continued access to the base, a significant increase over the previous annual payment of $30 million. National Convention. Countdown to Charlotte. Williams to MC opening ceremony. TV personality, radio host, actor and veteran Montel Williams will open the 96th American Legion National Convention in Charlotte. Charlotte Airport's USO open to delegates. The USO of North Carolina will give American Legion delegates access to the Charlotte Center in the Charlotte Douglas International Airport August 18th to 31st. You must register in advance to use the facilities. Charlotte Center is located on the upper level of the main atrium above Burger King and can be reached by taking staircases near the first in-flight bar. Elevators are located in terminals A and D. USO-NC.org/events/Charlotte-Center-the-American-Legion-National-Convention. Training workshops. The 96th National Convention will offer several workshops covering digital media, the Legion's upcoming 100th anniversary, the work of the Veterans Employment and Education Division, and more. Some require pre-registration, while others are open to walk-ins. www.legion.org/convention. National Convention App. Download the 2014 National Convention App for quick access to maps of downtown Charlotte, hotel assignments, a list of convention and commission speakers, and a daily news ticker with schedule updates and other information. The app also includes links to Twitter, the National Convention Facebook page, and convention headlines. www.legion.org/mobile-apps. Convention Facebook page. Like the 96th National Convention's Facebook page to get the latest information and interact with others planning to attend. www.facebook.com/the-American-Legion-National-Convention. Legionnaires in Action. Connecticut Post helps keep troops connected. A one-time request for 4 used laptop computers has become a nearly $600,000 charitable enterprise for deployed and hospitalized U.S. troops and their families. Back in 2009, Steve Pinterich, an employee of Computer Sciences Corporation, CSC, requested the computers from his manager. A past commander of Kiltonic Post 72 in Southington, Connecticut, he explained to his boss, Tony Capola, that the laptops were needed for a fellow Legionnaire and other guardsmen to communicate by webcam while deployed to Kuwait. "It was pretty simple for me," Coppola says. "You have service members risking their lives here and abroad. It pales in comparison to what they do for us." Because CSC was so supportive, Pinterich asked for more computers. Laptops were shipped to survivors of the COP Keating ambush in Afghanistan, other deployed service members, and veterans attending college. "Every month we deliver about 10 to 20 computers to Walter Reed," Pinterich says. "I figure each computer reaches 20 people. When I hear from a wife that her deployed husband can now see his kids or his baby for the first time, well, you just can't put a price on that." In 5 years, more than 1,400 computers have been donated and delivered to troops. With each worth around $400, total donations have topped $560,000. Greg Piazza, account general manager for CSC, agrees. "The amount of good that these computers are now doing veterans versus the benefit of selling parts makes it a no-brainer," he says. On a visit to Post 72, National Commander Dan Dellinger recognized Coppola and Pinterich with certificates of appreciation. One laptop recipient is Army First Lieutenant Thomas Eric Zastopil, who lost a leg in an IED blast while serving in Kandahar, Afghanistan in 2012. Zastopil was recovering at Walter Reed when he sent a letter to CSC. "Your generous gift of a laptop computer has allowed me to be in touch with my family and friends here, as well as my men back in Afghanistan," he wrote. "Your generous gift has truly made a difference for me." Ask a service officer what to know about non-Hodgkin lymphoma benefits. Tracy L. Davis, Department Service Officer, Missouri. Question. "I am a Vietnam War Navy veteran, and years ago I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma. I almost missed out on VA benefits because I didn't know I was eligible." Answer. "There is a special rule regarding non-Hodgkin lymphoma, NHL, that affects Blue Water and other Vietnam War veterans. NHL is a cancer of the lymph glands and other lymphatic tissue. Early signs include swollen, painless lymph nodes in the neck, armpit, or groin areas. Other signs may include fever, night sweats, fatigue, weight loss, abdominal pain or swelling, chest pain or trouble breathing, and itchy skin. VA presumes that NHL is related to exposure to Agent Orange or other herbicides during military service, service in Vietnam, or service in the offshore waters during the Vietnam War era. Veterans with NHL from exposure to Agent Orange or other herbicides may be eligible for disability compensation and VA health care. Additionally, surviving spouses, dependent children, and dependent parents of veterans who were exposed and died as the result of NHL may be eligible for survivor's benefits. If you have any type of Vietnam service, let your doctors know that you may be at higher risk for certain diseases, including NHL. If you don't understand a diagnosis or lab result, ask for an explanation. If you are diagnosed with NHL due to service in Vietnam, speak with a service officer about VA benefits. Find an American Legion service officer in your state, www.legion.org/serviceofficers. Personal Finance, USAA. Ask, or you may not receive. Focus on Finances, J.J. Montanaro. The American Legion kicks butt, or words to that effect. That's the message a young woman shared with me about the difficulties she encountered while trying to access her veterans' benefits. She told me that an American Legion service officer helped her navigate the process. That discussion and a recent survey revealing that less than 20% of veterans or their surviving spouses acknowledged receiving any information on VA benefits in this past year prompted me to explain some of what's available. You've earned the benefits, so you should at least understand what they are. Veterans Pension. This monthly tax-free benefit is available to veterans and survivors with limited means. Eligibility and the available benefit are based on a veteran's income, deductible medical expenses, and family status. Aid and attendance and housebound. Those who are eligible for the pension and require assistance to perform daily activities, or who are confined to their homes, may be eligible for increased amounts. VA home loans. I wrote about this benefit earlier this summer. It's one I've used several times. Being able to buy a home without a down payment and no private mortgage insurance is nice. Dependency and indemnity compensation. I'm surprised at how often I run into surviving spouses who aren't aware of this program. Generally, this tax-free monthly benefit is available to survivors who have lost loved ones from disease or injury while on active duty or as a result of a service-connected disability. In 2014, the basic monthly rate is $1,233. Burial benefits. Eligible veterans can be buried in a national cemetery and receive a burial flag, military honors, and even a headstone or marker for use at any cemetery. There are more than 70 national cemeteries open for interments. Also, in certain situations, VA will provide burial or internment allowances. Home improvements and structural alterations. VA provides benefits of up to $6,800 to help build ramps, lower sinks and counters, or otherwise improve access to homes. Nursing home care. VA has three main programs to provide nursing home care. You have to be enrolled in the VA system to access them, and priority goes to those with a service-connected disability rating of 70% or higher. Caregiver programs and services. VA has a host of programs to offer care, provide caregiver training, and even compensate those who provide care for veterans. Of course, this is just the beginning in terms of information, but if you or someone you know could benefit from these services, look into them. Go online to www.va.gov or seek out the help of an American Legion service officer. In an uncertain world, here's a sure bet: you won't benefit if you don't apply. www.legion.org/focusonfinances. Education, My GI Bill, Veterans and Education, by Valerie Hefner. E-Benefits, Good Place for Young Vets to Start. Question. I have to admit that when I was discharged from the Navy 2 years ago, I did not understand all my benefits. I just wanted to go home. Is there a website that will explain how I can apply for certain benefits? Answer. The best website to help you understand and apply for your benefits, education, vocational rehabilitation, home loans, or VA payment history is eBenefits at www.ebenefits.va.gov/ebenefits-portal. Since you are the veteran, sign up for the premium account. Family members should sign up for the basic account. Verbatim. Everybody is just in shock right now. U.S. Representative Lynn Westmoreland, Republican, Georgia, on the primary loss of House GOP leader Eric Cantor. The 7-term Virginia congressman was defeated by David Bratt, an economics professor and political unknown who accused Cantor of supporting amnesty for illegal immigrants. ESPN, Legion Baseball. Legion World Series final live on ESPNU. The American Legion and the Shelby, North Carolina Baseball World Series Committee have inked a 5-year contract that will expand the viewership of the American Legion World Series, ALWS, to nearly 80 million people. Starting with the 2014 ALWS this month, the championship game will be televised live by ESPNU. All games leading up to the championship will still be streamed live on ESPN3.com, viewable on PCs, Macs, and mobile devices free of charge. A pre-tournament concert lineup includes performances by country music artist Rodney Atkins, singer-songwriter Corey Smith, and the Charlie Daniels Band. See the full schedule of events online, www.legion.org/baseball.